Well, this is Bill Bullard with RCAF USA, the voice of the independent cattle producer in the United States of America. Well, the most contagious disease known to cloven-footed or two-toed animals like cattle, hogs, sheep, and deer is foot and mouth disease. It is endemic in most regions of the world. The last outbreak in the U.S. was in 1929 when it was transmitted here by an Argentinian ship that docked in Los Angeles. Since that time, the U.S. maintained strict import restrictions for any country where the disease was known to exist. That is until recently. The disease is endemic in the northern regions of Brazil and in the northern regions of Namibia, Africa, meaning it is prevalent in those regions. And it is also uncontrolled in those regions because it has affected wildlife populations. The disease can be transmitted via shipments of fresh beef and pork. And the Secretary of Agriculture's own estimates is that an outbreak in the U.S. could cost between $9 and $40 billion. Last week, our Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, announced the U.S. has opened its border to fresh beef imports from Namibia, Africa, and Brazil. According to the Secretary, rivers and mountains prevent the disease from affecting cattle populations in central and southern Brazil, and a man-made fence prevents disease spread into southern Namibia. The Secretary makes these claims despite knowledge that wildlife swim rivers and cross mountains, and elephants are known to frequently breach the fence in Africa, letting other wildlife through. In addition, and irrespective of the obvious increased risk of introducing foot and mouth disease into the U.S. from both of these countries, the Secretary conducted a formal economic analysis that revealed beef imports from Brazil will harm U.S. cattle producers the most of any livestock sector, to the tune of $143 million. This raises two important and separate questions. First, why would Secretary Perdue, whose statutory responsibility is to strengthen the U.S. family farm system of agriculture, knowingly allow imports that significantly heighten the risk of introducing dangerous foreign animal diseases into the U.S., particularly a disease known to decimate entire livestock industries? The second and separate question is why would Secretary Perdue, again whose statutory responsibility is to strengthen the U.S. family farm system of agriculture, advocate for the introduction of beef when his own economic analysis reveals it will financially harm U.S. family farmers and ranchers? Now, RCAF USA does not know the answers to these two fundamental questions, though we can speculate. What we do know is what the Secretary's agency, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, has said, and that is that open borders are the default position for the USDA, meaning open borders and free trade take precedence over strengthening America's family farm system of agriculture. What USDA also said is that the harm to cattle producers is offset by the benefits to U.S. consumers, who will have access to cheaper beef and more beef choices. Now, the Secretary's first rationalization is extremely troublesome, especially since the USDA has been systematically relaxing U.S. import standards for the express purpose of facilitating more imports into the U.S., regardless of what impact those imports have on the U.S. cattle industry. Now, the Secretary's second rationalization is just plain false. That's because while it is true that Brazilian and Namibian cattle are much cheaper than U.S. cattle, and that importers can purchase beef derived from these foreign animals cheaper than they can purchase the safer, superior, and higher quality beef that is born, raised, and processed here in America, beef imports from these foreign countries are not required to retain their foreign country of origin label all the way through the sale to the consumer. Instead, all this imported beef is labeled with a USDA safety inspection sticker that leads unsuspecting consumers to wrongly assume that the beef was from animals born, raised, and slaughtered here in the U.S. Therefore, this cheaper, undifferentiated beef is sold in the U.S. market for the same price as actual U.S.-produced beef. This means importers can make windfall profits off the backs of consumers on one end of the supply chain and cattle producers on the other. Recall in 2013 when the meatpackers and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association sued the USDA because they did not want to disclose the country of origins of the beef being sold to U.S. consumers in the U.S. market. And they claimed all beef is the same regardless of where or how it was produced. Their direct quote was, "In short, beef is beef, whether the cattle were born in Montana, Manitoba, or Mazatlan. You can't fix this on your own. The entire meatpacking lobby is against you, as is the Secretary of Agriculture, and we can't fix this without your support. If you'd like to help us preserve your opportunity to operate profitably as an independent U.S. cattle producer, please go to our website at r-calfusa.com and join with us." With that, we're out of time. Thank you and goodbye.